Welcome to the Reroll Gaming Podcast, where I, Tanner Prentice, guide five of my closest friends through an original adventure playing the tabletop role-playing game Pathfinder 2nd Edition. In the world of Rell, five strangers brought together a resistance under the shadow of the Black Reach Empire. Until everything changed. A villain and former lover named Hogoth fractured the planes of existence, ushering in an endless night and an era of undeath. All in the name of an undying dragon, Zarox. Now, the fate of Rell is left to these five adventurers.
My name is Ayla, and I play Bo Cantrell, a fallen Asimar and cleric, with Cosmios, the god of fate, as my deity.
Hi, my name is Zane, and I play Cinder Lafayette, the halfling investigator with a dicey past.
My name is Octavia, and I play Starlit Moonbow. Star, as she's better known by her companions, is on a mission to save her true love, Faya, from the Maiden of Spiders.
Hi, my name is Latara, and I play Kiaren Nimone the Sadistic, the Dolel champion of Emin, who yearns for that redemption that is so far out of her reach.
I'm Brendan Geyer.
And I am Frost, your new favorite kobold barbarian. Honor-bound to protect and serve Groth's party. And oath-bound to finish his mission.
These five heroes are the last best hope to save Rell. But can they overcome this darkness that spreads under the shattered sky? Find out now on the Reroll Gaming Podcast. Welcome back to the Reroll Gaming Podcast.
Thank you.
Oh, is that where I am?
Yes, Brendan, this is one of the 36 podcasts you are a part of.
In your I didn't mean to go here. I meant to go to a Walmart.
I do podcasts?
Where's the Walmart?
Yeah, check out Brendan's Walmart, live from inside Walmart podcast, where he just shops around Walmart with a microphone.
It's actually live from inside the walls of Walmart. He's not actually shopping in there. He's skittering around.
Like frogging the Walmart. Yeah.
Have you guys seen weird things in Walmart, actually? I've seen weird shit in a Walmart.
Oh, I thought you were talking about show or something.
I was going to sound like sign me up. I would love to watch that.
That does sound
like a podcast,
a
yeah.
Oh, but yeah, no.
I remember one time I was in a Walmart buying magic cards with my buddy Chandler, and we were a bit drunk. We walked over from the bar, and we were behind like this lady in line, and she had a really young kid in the front seat. And the kid did something, I can't remember, like grabbed something out of whatever, and she was so mad, and she kept being like, "If you don't behave, you're gonna get pow pow." And she kept saying the word pow pow in a really threatening manner, and me and Chandler were just trying so hard not to laugh. And then she noticed that we were laughing, and she was like, "You want pow pow too?" And just completely
the kids back to like, "No, dude, don't let her do it."
Just completely
it's
erupted
bad. Run, save yourself. That's terrifying.
Yeah, what the fuck?
It was awesome.
Damn, you want pow pow too?
That's funny. I would love some pow pow.
Just to find out what
it
is.
Yeah, I just ran out.
No.
Also, imagine that playing out where me and Chandler get spanked by like a 40-year-old woman in
Walmart. Oh my god, okay.
It wouldn't be the weirdest thing that happened in the store that day.
I guess I wasn't there for this. I got there a little later, but so in the morning, people line up outside the front doors and everything before we open. And one of my managers, her name is Kita, she is like this very sassy black woman. Like, nobody fucks with her. Like, she's really funny, but it's like, I would not fuck with her to save my own life. She scares me. And this old fucking white dude, of course, comes up and tries to open the doors. So she comes out and she's like, "No, dude, we're not open. You got to go back out there." And he's, instead of, you know, a reasonable response or just leaving like a normal person, he looks at her and he says, "If you don't let me in there, I'm going to spank you." What? She closes the door in his face and locks it. And it's like, what the fuck? Like, It was funny, like all oh fucking God. Day for the rest
what
of that.
What kind of fucking people response is that? What is wrong with
that? Well, and then he came in and then went over to like where I work and bragged to my boss about how he told Keita that. He was like, yeah, I told that lady I was going to spank her if she didn't let me in. And he was like,
really? How did that go for you?
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Did you get in?
Yeah. It was funny because later on she was like, nah, dude, he would have gotten spanked. And I was like, I fucking believe that.
That would
like
been
every
awesome.
At the, for the rest of the day though, anytime someone was like, "What do you have in your hand?" or like, "What is that?" I'm like, "Oh, that's, I'm gonna use this to spank Keto."
Imagine,
funny.
Imagine lining out front like a Best Buy, mm-hmm. like in the morning, and you're just like, "I really got to get like an HDMI cable or something," and you watch a grown man get spanked by like a Best Buy employee. Yeah.
You're like, "I should run, but I really need that HDMI cable."
Be like, I am lining up for Best Buy every day this
week. He's out there like, you want Pow Pow too?
You want Pow Pow too? I love some.
I mean, it is crazy because it's like, it's Best Buy. It's like TVs and like just, you know, consumer electronics. But yeah, when I worked there too, it's like every morning, like I'm there an hour before the store opens and there's people just hanging out in front. Yeah. It's like, dude, go get like a coffee or
that's,
something.
That's maybe the wildest part of the story. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Anyways,
passionate about getting that HDMI cable.
Anyway,
it's people coming in.
Speaking of pow pow, you guys were laying down some pow pow on these salamanders, and this is going to be interesting because yes, possibly getting some. It's going to be interesting because we stopped mid combat and didn't play for a month. So
don't tell them that
we played last week.
Yeah.
Destroying the illusion.
Breaking the fourth wall and the fifth.
What are you talking about?
That's technically true. Where we last left off, it was the end of Frost's turn, where he turned to Kiaren with Frost not himself, but the actual, some actual Frost coalescing around his mouth as he shared his rage ability with her. And we are going
to spit on her or something.
Yeah, he spit on her and made her mad.
She's like, dude, what the fuck? I'm so pissed off now.
And we are going to pick up with Cinder Lafayette as it is your turn.
Oh, I don't know what the we kind of like gotten a directive to maybe fall back a little bit, right?
Yes. And to remind our listeners and our players there, we are in the Forge Heart, or getting to it rather. There is a thin walkway that leads to this door you guys entered. On the inside, there is all sorts of storage containers, crates, and a ruined statue of Tog as these two salamander-like creatures. I guess salamander-like is a bit misleading. These creatures called salamanders with long reptilian torsos and lizard-like faces covered in flame were destroying this place as you guys ambushed them. And yeah, Cinder, what would you like to do?
I think Cinder is going to heed that advice. That sounds like a good idea. So since these creatures are a subject of the investigation that I am currently pursuing, I'm going to take free action to use device their strategium and launch a 500 kilogram bomb at this one right here.
Okay, all right. You fumble it and you throw it right at the feet of Frost.
Yeah, right. Get nailed right in the chest with like a anti-tank round and drop it right in the middle of everybody.
Oh my god, you're just playing game in your fantasy.
You're playing Helldivers in Pathfinder.
I mean, we are. It kind of feels like we're diving to hell right now, but
yeah, that's
neither here nor there. Yeah. Devise stratagem against this one along the north wall right here, and I'm going to roll that d20. That's a 7, so I'm not going to do that. Yeah, Cinder's gonna like kind of pivot around and duck back around Star and move back to the center room or center of this wider walkway to kind of clear the way for everybody along that narrow stretch leading up to the door. And I think there's not really much else I can do here right now. Yeah, I think that's it for now. I think she's just gonna kind of like hold position.
Okay, excellent. Starlet, it is your turn.
Actually, one thing, I'm gonna flip that spirit sight crossbow I have. I'm gonna flip the optics on that and just like take a look around to see if I can see anything, any elemental presence in the elemental plane
near me within 60 feet.
Is that the ethereal plane you can look
at? Ethereal, yeah, sorry.
No problem. You, as you look down the sights of this crossbow, you see in this sort of torrent of convoluting winds shaping this almost transparent but kind of like looking through frosted glass reality around you. You do not see any creatures on the ethereal plane.
Okay. That's probably good.
Star, it is your turn. Kiaran, you are on deck.
I think Star is going to just, seeing that Cinder has moved out, hope that the rest of everyone else is going to also try, and she's going to retreat a few steps. Actually, yeah, she's just going to retreat a little bit.
Okay.
And what I'm doing right here, too, I'm kind of, like, taking cover behind this statue. I would still have line of sight kind of down the corridor, right?
Yeah, so that statue will give you plus two from its cover. You could actually, if you had another action, take cover and take a plus four. However, you do not, so shut up.
I should have another action.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you can take cover.
I wasn't really sure what to do there. Okay, yep. Taking cover.
Yeah, there's, like, no way I'm going to hit anybody else for that. I don't think I have anything else I can do right now.
You can spend two actions to ready an action if you'd like.
Yeah, sure, fuck it.
Ready a strike?
Yeah. I think I want to ready an action to, like, as soon as, like, my friends are clear and I can see one of these dudes come in, like, at least into the frame of the door, I want to try to shoot them.
Okay, excellent. Kiaran, it is now your turn.
Kiaran is going to pick up her weapon that she had dropped. What's the mark that you have on that creature near me?
It's prone, I think.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, for sure it's prone. Okay, I'm going to attack that creature.
Or no, I'm sorry, he is enfeebled. That is what it is.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to attack him.
Okay, roll to hit.
Verbally?
No, I'm sorry. He's not enfeebled. He is frightened.
Frightened. Which?
And I think he's... I have him down as flat-footed. I don't know why, but he is.
Okay. Not a great roll. 22?
That's... unfortunately, is a miss.
Even with the flat-footed?
No. Yes, with the flat-footed and frightened, still a miss.
Bummer. Kiaran's gonna take a deep breath, trying to figure out what she's feeling now, and then just turn and run.
Oh, he's grabbed by you, I think, is what's going on.
Well, how many times are you gonna change your mind? Maybe that's why he's flat-footed, because he's grabbed.
It's been a month. Yeah,
he's shitting his pants right now.
Well, I let
Wait,
go of
actually,
him.
Actually, it's piss.
And
okay, let go of him.
I probably had to hit him anyways, so. And I am running away.
He is going to
duck in here.
Take a reactive strike.
Well, if they have it, they both would probably get it then. Because I ran past both of them.
Okay, well, they are both going to get it then. I appreciate your honesty. So with the ran sewers, the first one... 34.
That's a hit.
You're going to take a total of 16 slashing damage.
Damn.
And... no, I'm sorry. That's all you take for that one. And the other one, 33.
Hit.
Mm. That sucks.
20 slashing damage from that.
What?
So as you run through, and you can see that these Rancors have a wide reach. They reach 10 feet as they just kind of cleave over this small area. One catches you on the leg, the other on the shoulder.
I think Kiaran doesn't quite feel it like she normally would.
Man.
I mean, she's still taking the full damage, but she's not thinking about that because of what Frost did.
Okay. It is now these... Salamander's turn. Unfortunately, since Frost is blocking the door, he will be their only target, as the one that was next to Kiaran moves up just the space, and I believe you are grabbed. Is that correct? Frast?
I believe so.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Grabbed and immobilized and off guard.
I probably
would. Netrunner would still be able to take its normal attack as a reaction, even though it's grappling somebody.
It is grappling with its tail wrapped around it, but thank you for trying to keep me honest. First attack. Let's see, bud. Ooh. Probably a hit, but not a crit. 22?
That's exactly a hit.
Ooh. You're going to take 19 points of damage.
All right.
I'm sorry. You're going to take no points of damage. He is frightened 1, so that is minus 1. If that was exactly a hit, that is a miss.
Is that with the grabbed condition?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's got it on his sheet.
What was that, 19?
Okay. 19, so give yourself 19
putting it back.
Okay, great. He's going to try to attack you with his second attack. I'm rolling like shit here. 20.
Mm-mm.
All right, so even though you are grabbed, this salamander slithers up with his rancor and tries to stab at you, but maybe trying to avoid its ally, is unable to land a blow. The other one, however...
He would lose his frightened condition at the end of his turn.
Thank you. The other one, however, would not have that trouble, as he does not have to roll to hit, but can just constrict you. So you're going to take a total of 8. You're going to take a total of 8 bludgeoning and 3 fire.
All right.
And I guess I could just do this again. I don't see why not. And then you're going to take 3 bludgeoning and 4 fire. And then it's going to coat itself in an armor of flames. And Frost, it is now your turn.
Yeah, I think that, I kind of pissed Frost off. He can still swing his axe, right?
Yeah.
He
I believe
is...
so, actually. Hold on. What does a grabbed condition say?
Well, I've got grabbed, immobilized, and off guard.
Okay, yeah, I don't see... Or immobilize, you can't.
Is attacking a manipulate action?
I don't think so.
Okay. Then yeah, I think that Frast.
Frastorino.
Seeing that his options are kind of limited here, is going to elect to swing the shit out of his striking great axe.
I assume you are swinging at the one that has you grabbed?
Yes. And for his first strike, that's going to be a 33.
That is a hit.
Okay. Then he's going to take 34 damage.
Oh my god. Okay.
I remembered this being a thing.
Yep. Makes his first swing downwards with his axe and to the
now,
right.
You did touch it, so go ahead and give me a reflex save to avoid this armor of flames that is shimmering around it.
All right. 25?
Don't you
just
have, resistance
barely.
Too or something?
What was that?
I thought he said, way in the beginning that he had resistance, or, way in the beginning of his character, last episode or whatever.
To
cold resistance.
Yeah.
I thought you said you had, a base one for just being a dragon, you're resistant to fire, but I may be hearing wrong.
So. Would you roll? I don't think I have anything like that.
Sorry, 25?
Oh, I think so. I don't know how to look at my
I think you said 25.
That was 25, yeah.
Just barely a success.
Okay. Then, yeah, with frightening after that first hit hits. And his axe kind of passes through this salamander's body a little bit. It's going to give a little and flip the axe around in his hand with just frightening fucking speed and exactly reverse that swing.
Okay. Roll
forward
to hit.
I only have 14.
That is a miss, unfortunately.
All right. What kind of action can I take to attempt to get out of this grab?
An unarmed attack, I believe.
Okay. But I believe with unarmed, I just roll a flat d20, right?
It's going to be the same bonus as your great axe, but minus one.
Okay. With multi-attack penalty, I assume?
That is a good question.
I mean, it would be my third attack on the...
turn. Yeah, it is technically an attack. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Then I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to swing my great axe one more time.
Okay. Roll to hit. Could be a crit. Could kill him.
Yeah, good. Very unlike... no, it probably can't. 18. It's not even going to be hit.
Unfortunately, another miss. At this point, the axe, after it went across and sliced a piece out of its torso, it comes back and just deflects twice off that fiery magical shield surrounding the monstrosity.
Don't de-temper my axe.
Bo, it is now your turn. Cinder, you are on deck.
Okay. One second, let me... finishing Haichu, and I feel like if I talk, it's gonna be all like saliva-y and gross.
You don't have a spittoon for your Haichu spit?
Yeah, just one second.
Get out of the way.
I shouldn't have to say this, but if you are chewing while recording, you will get pow-pow.
I feel like a Haichu is like probably one of the worst.
I know. It's a very long form candy. It's inside this plastic, and then it's individually wrapped, so it's like really crunchy and noisy.
And it takes 45 minutes to chew one of them.
And then also the other stack I have right next to me is pistachios, so I'm kind of fucked right now. Anyway.
Take a minute if you need it. It's fine.
Just like the noisiest snacks possible. Okay. I'm ready. I'm going to... Can you get rid of the blue blob? I have my new nice little circle.
Not blue on blob.
Yeah. Well, it's blue, but it's just a circle. It looks better.
Dude, I like hung out with this chick last night. Took her from the bar. She totally blue blobbed me.
Dude, you got
somebody
called
Zoe.
I got my blue blobbed.
Okay. I'm going to... I have a spiritual weapon still cast, so I'm gonna sustain that, and they're both still up, or just the one?
They are both still alive.
Okay, well then I'm not gonna move spiritual weapon, I'll just hit with it, hopefully.
Okay, roll to hit.
Oh, and also move, probably. So one action to sustain, one to hit, and then one to move, right? So.
One to hit? Yes, yeah.
So I'll probably just kind of move back the way we came. I can't.
Bye, Frost.
For some
reason. Bye, Frost.
Whatever. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right now, just to provide a bit of a scene for the listeners, Frost is alone at the doorway facing these two creatures while four spaces, so 20 feet of a thin walkway stands between the rest of the party and him.
Is this the scale too? Is this walkway actually like about 5 feet across?
Yeah, this is the scale. Which,
that's fucked up.
Yeah. Pretty fucked up.
Yeah. 3 points of contact, everybody. Don't fall.
Make sure you got your harnesses clipped off.
Yeah, totally.
In fact, and this could potentially be a benefit to you guys, anybody who ends their turn on these has to take a balance action. If they fail, they are flat footed. So, including these salamanders.
Interesting.
So, quite a tactical decision here.
Are there not walls on that walkway?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, that's...
Down below is a fiery pit of magma.
Nary even a handrail.
On the way in, but okay.
Maybe. That was last year.
True.
Okay, is that... did you roll to hit, Bo?
Yeah, I probably didn't hit 18.
18 is a miss, unfortunately.
Yeah, I kind of figured I rolled a 2, so...
Is that your turn?
Unfortunately.
Okay. Cinder, you are up next, and Star, you are on deck.
Meaning I'm going now?
Yes, that's what I meant.
Okay. Can I see anything from where I am that I could shoot, potentially?
Not really.
Maybe a cold shot on the tail?
I was going to say, this might be a crazy shot, but is that a possibility?
Yeah, I'll give you -2, because that tail is fantastic, wrapped around grabbing him.
And this is where I feel like devise the stratagem is fucking clutch. I can see if I can make that shot before I actually take it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, I'm going to roll that. What'd you say, a -2?
-2.
I thought you were just being silly and just, like, saying devise a stratagem, but that's actually a thing.
No, I'm going to hit a reroll.
Yeah, that's
that
a, that's an ability the investigator has.
Yeah. Oh my god, that was almost a nat 20. It's a 2. Okay, no, I'm not doing that. Sorry, Frost.
That's
okay.
What just happened to me.
It's all right. It's all right. I got this.
Shit, man. I guess, like, maybe try to do another recall knowledge to see if there's anything else I can figure out about how to fight these guys. Or, like, determine their motivation, I guess. I'm not sure exactly what the boundaries of that particular assessment are.
Yeah, give me a recall knowledge.
Okay. Holy shit, how do I roll that? Is that like a lore check or something?
Sorry, this will be a... I think it's Arcana check, let me check. Arcana or Nature. Or if you have some sort of lore that is applicable.
Well, mostly, I guess, I was actually thinking, is there anything we can do to distract these guys in the sense of what their motivations are? So I was almost thinking maybe like a religion check or something like that. I'm not sure what their deal is, though. So I'm not sure if that makes sense.
I say stick to Arcana or Nature.
Okay. Untrained in both of those. 27.
Okay, you're fine.
28 so, with that bonus, actually.
Okay, so that is a success. You asked their motivations. These are, for lack of a better term, sort of goons. These are soldiers in a militaristic sense, but almost mercenaries, if you will. So they're here to fulfill some sort of mission or... And looking inside this room with your sort of investigative abilities, they are just kind of ransacking this place. And that seems to be their motivation here. One other thing I will tell you, I'm sure I told you this before, but maybe not. They are weak to cold.
Yeah, I determined that last time. Okay. I think that's all I got.
Okay. Star, what are you thinking? Kieran, you're on deck.
Let's see. Can I also maybe try to hit the tail?
Yep, do so at a -2.
-2. What if I don't? What if I just do all of my normal damage instead?
I will likely not know, and you will have to live with yourself forever and ever. And deal. God will give you the great pow-pow in the sky.
That's what I've always wanted. You made yourself laugh so hard. That's wonderful. Okay.
I'm funny.
Okay, fan is close range. Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'm going to try to hit it with my bow, I think.
Okay, roll to hit.
Roll to shit.
Don't like that.
Already did it. How's a 22? Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I'm gonna use a reroll. How's 22 feel?
22 is a miss, but you can continue to attempt.
It's a miss?
22? Fuck yeah.
Frick no. Okay, yeah, I'm gonna try again. Hopefully I'm not, like, just hitting Frost with each of these. Yeah, that's not gonna hit. But, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. And that
I mean, that probably looks pretty fucking cool, Frost. You just have, like, arrows flying in over your head through this doorway.
Mm-hmm. And Frost isn't even reacting. He's so used to, like, just having ranged backup. It's just like, oh, yeah, this combat's going the way it's supposed to.
It happens.
Even though I'm getting my ass beat.
It is what it is. I didn't hit with any of those other ones, so.
Okay, Kiaren, it is now your turn. Frosty will be on deck after the salamanders.
Seeing that Frost was unable to extricate himself, Kiaren's going to run back in.
Hell yeah.
Back to here. And she's going to try to shove this creature off of him.
Okay. Athletics against reflex DC or
fortitude.
Okay, always forget.
I'm gonna use a reroll.
We're burning some rerolls tonight.
Woo! My gosh, my rolls are not going well. At least it wasn't the first one, which was a natural one, but that is 23.
Unfortunately, that is a failure.
Crap. She's going to try again.
Okay. Do you take the I think you take multiple attack penalty on this.
Pretty sure it has the attack tree. Let me double check. Yeah. That's cocked. That's not going to work either.
Okay.
This is going well.
I'd love to get to the meat of this dungeon, but whatever, guys. That's fine. You want to...
No. We're just going to die to these two.
You
want to
get the shit beat out of you by these mercenaries?
I hope you're maybe taking notes on potentially doing a last-minute rebalance of this giant scorpion thing that we're fighting.
This is not... this is balanced.
Oh, yeah, this should be an easy battle.
This is concerning. I get the pow-pow in the sky.
No, I don't.
This is going to be you when you kill Brennan's character again.
This is not my fault. Right
this
now,
is your
not
fault.
My fault. He stated
you do have me grabbed.
I do have you grabbed. In fact, it is these creatures' turn.
Quit grabbing him.
I don't consent.
Yeah, you had your chance, buddy.
All right. This salamander is going to... continue to constrict you, and it doesn't have to roll for any of this, so I'm just gonna all three turns it's just pulling,
squeeze.
I don't really know why my encounter tracker is adding this incorrectly, but okay, so you're gonna take 10 points of fire damage.
Are you attacking?
Yes.
You're damaging my ally. I'm going to use Glimpse of Redemption.
Okay.
Frost, you get resistance 10. And the enemy is enfeebled too until the end of my next turn.
Okay, so that's going
to
help you a lot.
Roll an attack for this? He just gets to do the damage?
Nope. If you're grabbed, you can just constrict. Yep.
That's a creature's ability.
Creature ability, constrict.
Okay.
So, the first constrict is going to completely be negated by Kiaren's glimpse of redemption as this salamander's like, what am I doing to this poor lizard? and then you're going to take a total of 8 fire damage and 4 bludgeoning damage.
All right. I still have as much health as Groth ever had.
That's good to know. Not for long. It is the other salamander's turn. Again, Frost, you are kind of positioned directly between Kiaren, so he is going to continue to attack you with his Rancor. First attack is a 26.
That's a hit.
I don't feel good about this. Take 15 damage.
Taken.
Second attack is an 18.
That's a miss.
All right.
That would have hit Groth.
Third and final attack is a 19.
That's also a miss.
God damn, I'm rolling poopy. Okay, good. We'll just stay in this fight forever. Yeah. Frost, it is now your turn.
I'll stay in it forever because I survive.
I will say, you have more survivability than Groth. Boom roasted.
I do. I use my head a little bit when I build this character. Frost is angry. A little bit angry that these fucking lizards are so slippery. He's supposed to be the icy one. So he is going to continue. Well, No.
You probably noticed that the one holding you seems a little bit weaker if you did try to escape.
That's true.
Okay. I think to begin with, he's just going to kind of scowl at this one that kind of lit his axe on fire a little bit. And okay. He's going to fill his lungs up with air as much as he possibly can. And he's going to make a kobold breath attack.
Ooh.
Which is a 15-foot cone. It's not very strong, but it's cool. It's a 15-foot cone, which I'll aim to miss Kiaran and hit both of these guys. I can do that.
Okay, and one thing I will say is at the end of his turn, that shimmering fire field did fade away.
Okay. So well, he's still mad.
Keep that in mind as well. Great, yeah. So hit both of them in 15-foot cone, sure.
Well, it depends. They make a... This is a basic saving throw against...
I imagine it's a reflex save, so...
Yeah,
it's a cone save.
Let's see.
Well, be against a...
The first one got a 32.
That's passed.
Is that a crit?
No.
Okay, great. And the other one got a 31.
That's definitely a crit.
That's a... Yeah, you're fucking...
Wait, what? I'm fucking with you.
My brain hurts. All right, give me your damage.
So I get damage?
They're like taking half damage, right? Because
okay, okay, okay. All right.
Which is good because they are weak to it. So they will take their full weakness damage.
So the normal amount of damage then.
There is no managed roll for this thing, so I'll have to do math real quick. Sorry.
No.
They have a certain amount they take when hit by something.
Yeah, so they'll automatically take, just peel back so we know a little bit about weaknesses. They will automatically take 10 points of cold damage from this attack.
So they have like a weakness 10 or something.
Yeah.
All right, so that's going to be 9 damage.
Okay. I mean...
Well, direct damage. Sorry, that is my damage output.
So half that.
Yes.
Okay. Nothing to scoff at. Also, this is the first time one of them has been damaged, so just so you guys know.
Wait, none of them have taken damage?
No, one of them had not taken damage. Oh. The one that's further south of the room. Okay, so you unleash this torrent of frost and they both like shy away from it and you can see it sizzle as it hits their hot skin. Okay.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go ahead and I think that was an attack, so I'm going to roll with a second attack.
That's correct.
Penalty as a shove to attempt to get out of this thing's fucking nasty tail.
Okay. Roll a athletics check.
How's a Oh wait, an athletics check?
Yes.
If you're shoving, it's athletics. If you're escaping, it's unarmed.
Yeah.
I see. Okay, then it's gonna end up being a 25.
That is a success.
Alright.
I got excited, sorry.
I'll take my last action to move my speed, which I think is 25 feet, back here to the back end of this bridge.
Okay. Bye, Kiaran.
And, theoretically,
we're all going to take turns in this room until we all die.
It would get an attack for opportunity, that is true, except for, what does the shove action do?
It pushes you back 5 feet, unless he crit, which I don't think he did.
Back 5 feet?
Oh, wait, there are no walls in this room either?
Oh, no, I guess there is.
Okay.
Duh.
I was like, I would have been shoving them off the edges this whole time if there's no walls. No,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I would have just thrown the fucking windlass bowls at him with the door closed.
Okay, well, I will say he's going to get shoved 5 feet.
So, yeah, that would, I guess, when it gives
the other direction.
He still has 10 feet of reach.
He has 10 feet of reach, so he will get that attack of opportunity.
I guess they technically both would.
Whatever it's called now. Reactive strike.
And as I leave the room, I'm just going to say, Yes, comrade. To Kiarn. Just a draconic thank you.
And then he dies from two attacks of opportunity.
Yeah.
26 hit you?
Yes.
Oh, and a natural 20 on the other one. No.
Jesus. No,
that's I totally jinxed it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did. From the crit, that is a 36. From the other one, that is a 17. Oh my god, I'm looking
We're
at
fine.
Your character sheet.
No, you're good. I can feel it. Frost's got this.
But why don't you share with the with the class what's happening?
Well, I only have bonus health left. I don't know what that means when my rage ends.
Yeah, that's gonna go away when your rage ends, I think. I don't know if that's yeah.
I would hope you'd have like one hit point left.
Wouldn't your bonus health go away first?
That's also a good point.
Yeah, that is a good point. Anyway, we'll worry about that when we get there.
Well, maybe I'm only alive because of my bonus HP then.
Yeah, I think maybe that's it. Bowen is...
In retrospect, not to meta, what's your movement speed and can you get any further away from this door?
Well, I guess that is a good question.
Maybe getting behind the cleric
speed
would be a
good
idea.
30 feet, so yeah, I guess I can hop into cover behind this this pillar here.
Bo, it is now your turn.
Okay. If I fart Cloud in there, is that going to heal anyone? I forget.
What are you asking me?
I don't want to heal the salamanders.
Yeah, I think it'll heal anybody in range.
Yeah.
What's
living,
the range on it?
And undead creatures in the burst.
It's a 30-foot emanation.
So I think they're outside of that, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you would hit everybody. Except them.
Okay.
Oh, good guys.
Sounds good.
Nice.
Well, if I do the other one, though, I can increase the hit points restored by 32, so I might do that, actually.
I don't know if this affects it, but Kiarn did look pretty hurt when she ran back in, too.
Okay.
You could also delay your turn if you want to, as well.
No. Okay. I don't think this is a time to delay.
Cinder, you're on deck.
Last time
I
had one action before Groth died, I could have healed and it may have made a difference, and I'm not gonna let that happen again.
I think I traumatized you.
You did. So
sorry. Yeah. I helped.
No, it's all your fault for dying. Yeah, so fart cloud
it is. It's also, like, since you guys have been saying that, I now just imagine Bo ripping ass every time.
And everybody up, being like, around. Oh, thanks, Bo. That's awesome. That's exactly what I need.
Well, it's like I said, it's like a pink...
Sniffing it in.
Pink, sparkly fart. So.
It's like an intervening, like, divine mist, basically, right? Like
you should go mystical. To the doctor.
Yeah.
Does that technically make it a shart if it's a mist?
Ew! Oh, no.
The shart cloud.
Yeah, why does it have to be a mist? Does it have to be wet like that?
Yeah, I mean, it will be, no matter what.
It bonds better to the wounds that way.
Gross. Gross.
Anyways, 13. Infection.
13 HP. Points of healing.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Thanks, Boo. That wasn't very much, but still.
Nah, but you got Frost half a round of combat, still alive.
How? What did you roll for that? You had to have rolled terribly.
Yeah.
For the 13, it felt like it was a little low.
4d8.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
4d8, yeah.
Well, that's about half. Like 16
average is like
16.
It's a middling roll. Yeah.
What's up, Latara?
I accidentally hit restore HP instead of accept healing. And so it put me back to full health. So I need to figure out where I was.
Whoops, too bad.
You're at 47.
Yeah, I was at 47. This should be it.
Oops, I healed all the way. Very clever, Latara. All right, Cinder, it is now your turn. Star, you are on deck.
You said
deck.
14 healing?
13.
13. Bo, you're done.
Yeah, that's all I could do.
Okay.
I will say at this point, since Frost is not directly in the way, you do have a shot with cover at the top one.
Same thing. Gonna devise the stratagem. See if it's possible to hit that one. Oh my god, finally. So it's a flat 16. So, I mean, I guess, how crazy can I get with this? Like Cinder's ability to, like, assess things in battle and, like, kind of, like, just, you know, extrapolate information and stuff, I think is kind of part of the strength of her character. So if I roll a 16 and I have a plus 16 to hit, I guess it doesn't matter. I guess me, even Zane, is knowing that that's probably enough to hit this fucking thing.
Right, I think
that's... But I'm wondering, like, just in devising the stratagem, like, how deep does that go? Like, would recall knowledge be able to kind of, like, make me... me the ability to sort of, like, assess up their defenses and, like, kind of know roughly what AC I would need to beat or something?
I would say if you got a crit on a recall knowledge, you could ask for something specific like that.
Okay. I also have another question about recall knowledge, but I don't know if I want to get into it right now. Okay. Cinder feels like she has this shot, which would be a 32, so she's going to take it.
That is a hit.
Okay. Is that a crit?
No.
You sure?
Very sure.
Come on. Don't be a bitch.
Okay.
Okay, cool. That's going to be a 10 damage and action to reload, right, is what's going on?
I think we established that's only for heavy crossbows.
So I can just keep shooting?
I think so. You have a hand crossbow, right?
It is...
I don't think that's right, because Killa had a hand crossbow, and I'm pretty sure it said it had a one reload.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it does have a one reload, so it is an action reload.
Okay, that's fine. But also, I forgot I actually get to add my strategic strike, giving me another 2d6 on this, so I'm going to just give you those d6.
Okay, great.
That's an additional four, so that's 17 damage total on the shot.
Okay, and then, so you loose this arrow, and it hits it in the chest, and it's like, and it looks like it's very, like, it is very injured.
Okay, and then, yeah, gonna knock another bolt in the crossbow and just try to take one more shot. And he's like, come on, you son of a bitch. And I get to not do that one. Oh, fuck yeah, 30.
That is a hit.
Okay, why do I keep closing that? I need that. That is going to be 10 damage again.
Okay. Describe your kill.
Nice. I think Cinder's just frustrated about not being able to kind of, like, have any good line of sight, and I think just she takes that second shot. She takes, like, an extra second to line it up and just, like, with conviction loses this bolt of this thing and just kind of maybe gives herself, like, a little yes! And she nails it right in the chest.
Right on. Okay.
That's it.
It is now Star's turn.
So there's still one alive?
Still one alive. You could, if you get behind Bo, you could get a shot off at him with cover.
Like directly behind Bo, or can I just go over here?
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and just try that.
But you don't want to go behind me or my fart
cloud?
Your
fart cloud is a little,
a little
fart
wet.
Spray. Yeah. God. I just got this outfit dry cleaned.
I think I got some in my mouth.
That's how it heals you.
It's healing staph infection. Okay. Yeah, I think go ahead and take a shot here.
Okay.
And with this, I think just, you know, for flavor, Star's like lining up her arrow here and she's like, come on, you bastard. I'm gonna get you one way or another.
Give me that pow pow.
That's a 19.
That is a miss.
Mm-hmm.
You are not rolling good tonight.
That's a 29.
That one's a hit.
Okay. Should I roll the last one just to see really quick?
Why not?
Also,
no, you had to move, so that was a...
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That was an action.
I totally forgot that I have my shared stratagem, too, so I can designate, since I hit... wait, hold on. No, yeah, that's just a hit. It's not a crit. I can give somebody else off balance against that creature, but I can... That's up to you if I can do that in retrospect or not.
I'll let you do that. That means you get your sneak attack damage as well.
Fuck yeah.
I get my sneak attack as well?
Yep, because Cinder made this creature flat-footed to you. Good synergy, Cinder.
Off balance.
Off, okay. Off guard. Off guard.
Off guard, yeah.
So I already rolled it without it.
Guard balance.
And I got 10. Should I just add 2d6 or should I just
redo
the whole
just
thing?
Add 2d6.
Okay, 2d6, my bad. Let's see. Fifteen total damage there.
I think also in retrospect, yeah, it's after she makes that kill, she gives you a cocky smile, Star, and says, "That's how you do it, Moonbow."
Yeah, I think she having some bolstering her courage anyway, because she knows she's got someone who's looking up to her. She makes this shot for 15 damage and stuff. She's like, damn right.
All right, Kiaren, it is now your turn.
Kiaren is going to take a step into the doorway and then stop and attack.
You have a reach weapon?
Yeah.
Great.
Yes, that's a good roll. Okay. 32.
That is a hit.
Is that a crit?
No.
Nope.
Is 19 damage.
Okay.
Oh, plus two. Oh, it's that because you gave me the share rage. It's already doing the plus two, right?
Should be, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you slash across its tail.
And then I'm going to move back.
Okay, and it already took an attack of opportunity against Frast, so it cannot. All right, very good. It is now this final salamander's turn. He does not feel super good about running out here, but what choice does he have?
Fake his death, move to Mexico, start a new life.
He has feelings.
In fact... Ooh, man, this is... It's gonna work well for you guys, I think. This is goddamn speed. 20 feet?
We'll find a way to squander it, don't worry.
Okay, so he gets to the front of the door. And then he is going to use an action to coat himself in that fiery magical armor and then use his final action to run right up here. But doesn't want to move further because doesn't want to get attacked by Kiaren. But has to balance.
I mean, he did just see me attack him from that far.
Oh!
If that matters.
Natural one.
But...
Oh, beautiful.
Oh.
I'll reach out and grab him before he falls.
Yeah, I mean, he actually falls and has to use his reaction to grab a ledge.
Brother, help
me. Is he using a two-handed weapon?
Yes, he is.
I think you only get that reaction if you have a hand free.
Oh.
So it
says, no. It says when you've, your hands are not tied behind your back or otherwise restrained.
Is it, maybe they changed it in the remaster?
I don't think so. Oh, wait. If you have at least one hand free, you grab the edge, handful. If you have no hands free, you continue to fall. So he has to get a crit success.
I think dropping a weapon is a free action. If he wanted to drop his weapon, yeah, to have a better chance. Okay.
I would almost say that I would vote for that ruling just in case this ever happens to one of us.
Fair. Okay. He drops his weapon into the magma below. And it is resistant to fire, but it's just floating probably 60 feet down on top of this lava. And he is going to try to grab this edge. And this will be incredibly funny if this does not work. Reflex save.
What does he have to meet? What's the DC for this?
It's a climb DC, so it's probably not too hard, but he rolled pretty goddamn good.
Okay.
I think. Yeah. Okay, so this creature... Okay, so this creature is hanging on the edge of this ledge. We'll say it's flat-footed and an absolute idiot.
Off guard.
Very off guard, thank you, and very embarrassed.
Okay, can one of you guys do it?
Can you talk out of turn in Pathfinder? Do you know?
Yeah, yeah, just talk.
Kieran will be like, maybe we don't need to kill him.
Star shoots an arrow at his hand. Yeah.
Well, it is.
We're not going to kill him. The fall is going to kill him.
Yeah. The lava fall, whatever. He's made of fire. He'll be fine.
He might be able
it
to answer
Frost's
some stuff.
Turn. I will say it doesn't seem... Well, no, maybe. Maybe.
I tried to speak Draconic to these guys and they didn't react, right?
They just kind of hissed at you.
Yeah, I think Frost is going to walk up and... What does a called strike on his fingers do if I hit?
I'll tell you what you can do. You could either roll me an attack... Just roll me an attack on the fingers. If you hit, okay, he will fall.
Okay.
He does and have that fiery little shield going on, so it kind of negates the flat-footed from being on the edge. But
can I do a thing here? And if it's out of turn, that's fine. But like, in any of that recall knowledge stuff, would Cinder know like what language these things speak? If there's any possibility of communicating with them,
they speak Common and
they
Ignin.
Speak Common. Frost, if you'll allow this, I think Cinder would like to interrupt you. Unless you're just going for it. It's up to you.
I think maybe if somebody directly interrupted Frost's, like, killing blow, he would probably hesitate.
I think Cinder will pipe up and say, Frost, wait. They might have information about what's going on here. Let's talk to them, and then you may do with them with what you please.
Yeah, I think Frost wants to... Oh, fuck, this is going to be... That would be too many actions to switch to my windless bolas, wouldn't it? And then do something afterward.
No, it's you would drop your axe. Actually, I think in the remaster, there's an action called swap. So stow your axe, draw your bolas, and then you have two actions.
Okay, yeah, I will do that. And if I can, I would like to try to toss one end of the bolas down to wrap around this thing's neck.
Sure. Yeah, I'll allow it. Fuck it. You know, at this point, we're probably
kind
out of combat.
Under control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, then I think Frost is, yeah, he's just going to throw his, this string from his windless bolas around this thing's neck and, yank him up and step on his fucking tail in at least 2 points. Then just hold him facing the party.
You're like pulling him up over the ledge?
Yeah, I'm gonna pull him up onto the bridge.
How big is this guy? Is he like a lot bigger than Frost, or?
He's a decent amount bigger. He's a medium creature. So he's about the same size.
Pretty strong, right?
About the same size.
Yeah, sure. Roll athletics.
Okay.
I'm just trying to get the imagery right, not trying
well,
to
here,
tell
let me,
the
before,
teacher, but...
Before we you really decide on this, one thing I will say is this is still a dangerous creature. You know he attacked you and grabbed you with his tail. You know that touching him will hurt you as well. So keep that in mind.
He could.
I also
pull
think
you down
Cinder would have. Cinder was also totally willing just to leave him hanging. Like, you know, if you're standing up on the top of the ledge, he has to climb up to us, and that gives us a pretty significant advantage. But yeah, I mean, it's still a dangerous scenario.
Yeah, actually, I had forgotten about his fire armor thing that you mentioned last round.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck all that. Frost is going to walk up with his axe, hold it up. Cinder's going to interrupt him. He's going to slowly bring the axe down and just put it to this thing's fucking jaw.
Okay.
Yeah, I think at this point, too, Cinder walks up and just, you know, she's a halfling. She's not that heavy, but plants one of her feet on his, like, one of his claws or whatever that's holding the ledge.
Okay.
Don't forget about his tail. You guys aren't safe there.
We aren't safe while he's alive. Ask your questions.
So, and how much of this, like, knowledge of them kind of being, like, mercenaries sort of, like, here for their own benefit? Like, where exactly does that...
I mean, it's definitely... You would consider them to be...
Can I do, like, a lore planes, I think is what it is now?
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. Let's,
okay. I mean, I have something I want to ask him, too, but I want to...
Sure.
Play it out. While Bo's going to move his spiritual weapon right behind it, just kind of poking him in the back, so it's like you really can't fuck around.
Real quick, Frost, give me an intimidation check as well. I just want to see if you can get him a little frightened.
If they're going to continue standing there, Kieran's going to stow her weapon and go up and put a hand on each of their shoulders in case they try to get pulled down or something.
Okay.
That's a good call.
That's going to be a 34.
Okay. All right. Yeah, he's... that makes sense for this scenario. He is pretty much at your mercy.
I think Cinder at this point will kind of like smile and kind of like lean down, you know, to make eye contact with this thing and just say, my friend here, Frost, is not short to anger, but I think we want to keep him happy for the moment. I want to give you the opportunity to walk out of here with your skin. So talk. What are you doing here?
A master wants to bless his weapon. We butchered the acolytes. He took the elemental, and he's forced.
And he kind of flinches at like the weight of the axe, kind of keeping him up, and his hands are starting to slip. He's like,
"Master will never let me leave here alive."
And he lashes out with his tail to try to attack you, but it's going to take a significant penalty due to all
Not
of
20.
Your. That 20 for what? Oh, that he's going to
go for him. Yeah. Yeah.
He's going to take a significant penalty to this attack. Does a 19 hit you?
Who?
Cinder.
No.
Okay, so he lashes with his tail and tries, you see it curl up, trying to wrap around where your neck was, but you just jump back a little bit.
We're not going to get much from him. Frost, he's all yours. And she'll kind of like step back to the safety of the larger part of the bridge.
Yeah, I think Frost, having his axe up against his neck, as soon as the word yours comes out of Cinder's mouth, is just going to give him his axe like a shove forward. Like cut this thing's throat, push it off the ledge, all that.
Okay.
Nice.
And
assuming
you do
that
so.
Works.
Yeah. You just push your axe down and immediately it cuts into his neck. He loses his grip and just begins to fall and plummet. And he takes... quite a bit of falling damage.
Hopefully enough.
And you see him at the bottom of this pit, very hurt, but immune to fire, so he can't really
so
die.
He's just kind of stuck down there.
He's running around.
He's just like, hey, you guys can't leave me like this.
There's got to be a ladder down here somewhere.
Kieran kind of
yeah,
smiles
really
a little bit.
Escape from the lava.
Because he didn't actually die, so she's happy.
Yeah.
Very confused.
This is a fate worse than death, just stuck at the bottom of a pit that he can't climb out of. I think Cinder, too, will kind of acknowledge you, Kiara, and just, like, kind of having her back, you know, with your hand on her shoulder or whatever it was that Kieran was doing in response to, you know, almost getting yanked off by this thing's tail.
Yanked off.
And she'll say, well, this thing's master came here to bless his weapon or something. Maybe he hasn't quite figured out how to do that yet. We might still have time.
Kieran's gonna shout over the edge. Maybe while you're down there, you can think about how things might go better if you're nicer in the future.
Go to timeout.
No!
I'm gonna give him another intimidating glare.
When I get up there, you're gonna get pow-pow. All right. And we're gonna wrap up this combat with a re-roll to Frost for sharing for sharing his rage in that really cool moment at the end of last episode. A re-roo to Cinder for not only her tactical combat, but also I really like that moment where you were like, come on, you bastard. That was cool. And a re-roll to Kieran for sprinting back and forth in and out of that room 400 times.
You got your cardio in.
For wasting all your time.
And literally saved Frost's life.
That's true.
Frost got out on his own. It's Bo that saved you.
That's true. Yeah, you know what, Bo? Take a reroll for actually saving somebody's life this time.
Yeah, wow. That's true. I don't know what would
that's
happen.
That's a really backhanded reroll, but whatever.
All right. And we will pick this up next time on the Reroll Gaming Podcast. Thank you for listening to the Reroll Podcast. The world of Rell and all characters within are copyright and fictitious. Any similarities to persons, living or dead, or actual events are purely coincidental. Reroll Gaming uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. Used under Paizo's community use policy, we are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Reroll Gaming is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com. Want to follow us on social media? Listen to another episode or send us hate mail? Check out our Linktree for all our info. You can find that link in the episode description. Big thanks to Tabletop Audio for producing quality RPG music and ambiance that we could use in our games. The Reroll main theme and all character themes are copyright Zane Gehring. The Chronicles of Rell theme and frequency theme are copyright Tanner Prentice. Please consider donating to our Patreon or Ko-fi if you liked our content. We are hell-bent on making more, and with your support, we can make a lot more. And leave us a review wherever you heard this episode. New episodes every Monday at 12 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. See you then.